How do you envision your 2022? What do you want to change? What do you want to achieve? Hey, this is Roma, and you're listening to Empowered Talks. I gave up listing my New Year's resolution years ago because we all know it's not gonna happen. And before I recorded this episode, I was browsing my old journals. And isa sa mga pinakagasgas na entry ko doon ay yung gigising na ako ng maaga. I will try my best to be a morning person. And I've been saying that, but it's not happening. So I think it's about time to accept that I am not a morning person. And I won't feel bad about it. And you won't make me feel bad about it. Because I'm still productive. Hindi nga lang regular working hours. So we've established that resolutions are not always effective, but I found a new way to create new habits and changes in our lives. New year man yan or hindi. And last year, I learned about setting your theme of the year, and I've mentioned that in one of my episodes. I picked it up from Apple and Jeric of Langaspeak's podcast, but also I realized na ginagawa ko na pala yun before. I've been practicing it without realizing it, and I used to call it quote-unquote focus, as in what will you focus on? What will you prioritize this year? For example, between the years 2017 to 2019, my main focus was overall health, so my activities were centered on health and fitness. But I think I like the word theme of the year, and so I adopted it. And today I want to share my theme of the year, and I hope after listening to this episode, you pick up a pen and a paper, or kahit itype mo na lang sa notepad ng phone mo ang theme of the year mo. I want to start with humility. Such a big word. I want to learn to accept that I will understand life and have better relationships when I allow humility in my life. You know, when you allow yourself to accept that you're not all-knowing, and that I still have a lot of things to learn, and accepting defeat when I am wrong, especially when I am wrong, will actually help me more than it will damage me. I make mistakes, and I am not all that. With all honesty, I think this is gonna be one of the most challenging themes that I'm gonna have this year. Next is consistency. So for me, coming up with new ideas, coming up with new projects is not that hard. What's more challenging is how to be consistent. I want to continue the conversation and find the right people to converse with. And so I want to have a solid schedule and follow it religiously, especially for work, for the podcast, for working out, and including reading books. And of course, consistency and excellence. I want to engage on projects that are meaningful to me and to my audience, and something that will educate and at the same time provide purpose to them, because that's very important to me. And lastly, I want to focus on simple and intentional living. The goal is to live a less materialistic life starting this year. Spend less on stuff that are just clutter and focus on the things and experiences that will give meaning to a purposeful life. Truth be told, I've been trying to do spring cleaning every now and then, but we want to reach the amount of belongings that we exactly need. Nothing more, to an extent that we can fill a closet of stuff that we don't actually use or wear. There goes my theme of the year, and of course, babalikan natin yan to see if I achieved it. And same goes for you. Set your theme of the year, iset mo yung intentions mo, what do you want to focus on, and then before the year ends, sabay ulit tayong mag-review and to see if na-achieve ba natin ito or not. Thanks for listening. If you love the Empower Talks podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Empower Talks podcast is available on all major podcast platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until my next episode, bye!